Fossil.
Yeah, perfect.
You can go ahead. I'm muting myself now.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Thank you for joining the call today on this beautiful hot weather that we have, or wherever you're located. Hopefully it's hot out there. So today's call I just want to talk about is life purpose in law enforcement, and most of us probably don't even focus on that and look at that. But before I start getting into describing what life purpose is and how to create a life purpose, I want to talk a little bit about myself for some of the people that are on the call that don't know about what I do and what I stand for. So several years ago, I was working in a Patterson Police Department, and I unfortunately, due to economic times, I got laid off, and I wanted to use that time of getting laid off to see what opportunity was there out there for me. So I ended up going to a school called IPEC Coaching, and I got certified as a professional coach. So after graduating from there, I created a company called Khan Coaching. Through that process of being in that school, I also got hired by Bergen County Sheriff's Department, where I worked there for 2 years, and found that it didn't, you know, connect with who I was as a person. So I felt I wanted to go back to Patterson. So I currently work for Patterson Police Department. And over my years in policing, what I've basically noticed and I see in being in two different departments and being in the military too is that there, in law enforcement personnel, there's really this negativity that starts building and a sense of no hope and hopelessness. And what I noticed with that is due to the work, you know, the stresses of the work, the overwhelm, what takes place in everyday structure as far as the organization and the rules and regulations and the policies. So, you know, all that takes place, and what ends up happening to a law enforcement officer is they get it starts stacking and building within their self. And one of the things that I hear greatly in law enforcement throughout many officers, and some on the call may feel this way already, is, you know, the fact is most officers focus on reaching 25 years of the service, and they lose sight of creating a fulfilling and exciting life along the way. And I personally understand, you know, that stress that comes with that and the responsibilities that come with law enforcement career. And, you know, most of the times it's overwhelming and can prevent you from being happy in the areas of your life. And, you know, some of them are like health and wellness, et cetera. And one of them is life purpose. And, you know, as a certified coach, what I've noticed to see is that you don't have to be in that. You don't have to choose to live that type of life. You know, there is different options. And sometimes when you're in it, it's difficult to see if there's something else out there for you. Because what ends up happening is, you know, there's no place for you to express if you want to do something different or if you want to stay in the career, but just to have a fulfilled career. And understanding your true wants and needs and desires isn't easy. It's not an easy task, and some of them can be done alone. But what happens is working with a coach, you get to partner and helps throughout the process to figure this out. So that's why I created Khan Coaching. And what I'm going to talk about in this teleclass is life purpose. So some people might have heard the terminology life purpose. Other people haven't. Basically, you know, the way I like to define life purpose is like what makes you get up in the morning and want to do something passionately, you know. Life purpose can be discovered, you know, while you're in your career as a police officer. It can be around you everywhere you see it, within your family, your friends, some of your coworkers. And you might not see it where some officers are doing the career of law enforcement but also may have a business on the side, or they may find that, you know, policing is not their career and they want to leave policing to do something else, and they may end their career earlier, retire earlier, or just resign and do something else. I've seen that, but probably not as much as people are willing to wait till the 25th year to really begin that life. And, you know, what happens is when you're in that career on a day-to-day and all the years and everything that, as I mentioned, stack up, you feel that there's nothing else you can do or there's no other option for you. There's no other big, higher calling for you or some other bigger thing that you want to accomplish. It feels like policing is the thing that you want to do, even though the frustration and the aggravation is building up for you. So what I found is it takes time, you know, to figure out, hey, I want to make this career happy and fulfilled, and what would that mean in my law enforcement career? Do I stay in policing? Do I work on the day-to-day of patrol? Do I switch to a different division, narcotics, canine, detective, wherever that may be? Or do I get upset at the career because it's not giving me what I want? So what you have to primarily do is, like, look at your life purpose. So how you come to get to your life purpose, yeah, you may not know now because you're in it and you're like, how do I figure out my life purpose? You know, I feel this is my life purpose, but I think there's something else I want to do in my life. Or I want to stay and keep this my life purpose, but I want to make a change in the career. So if it's related life purpose within your career, then you have to see where is it that you want to go in your career. Like, do you want to stay where you are? Do you want to go to a different department? Do you want to advance? Do you want to become a supervisor? And that may be your life purpose, you know. Hey, working in the DARE program or working with kids, you know, you feel that that gives you the most gratification and the most change within yourself, and that's what you want to focus on. Let's say the next option may be easy for some people on the call, may not be easy for other people on the call. Maybe someone who has 5, 10, 15 years on, even 20 years, 25 years, that says, you know what, I just want to do something completely different. I want to be out of law enforcement completely. So you start looking at, hey, what are some of the things that I enjoy doing, that I'm happy to do? You know, decide what you love, what you enjoy the most, what makes you happy, you know, what makes you fulfilled. And, you know, one of the ways to do that is really just take some time out of your day, your week, your month, your year, and sit down and look at it. Hey, you know, I always enjoyed teaching. I always enjoyed, you know, speaking in front of people and helping people out to bring them knowledge so they can have a difference in their life. So maybe, you know, something for me is teaching. Or, you know what, I always enjoyed writing in my career, or I always enjoyed looking to see, you know, what I can bring my specialty in writing to someone else that's looking for this knowledge or wisdom. So someone might want to be a writer. That's just another option. You know, someone may want to just take the time and look at, hey, you know, I want to open my own business. You know, as I discussed earlier in the call, that was one of my inspirations, is really to see in law enforcement for the officers to be fulfilled and find their true calling and their true passion and make a difference in their life. And just not in their individual life, the people's lives around them, meaning family, friends, coworkers, and have a change, a significant change in that. You know, you have to decide what comes naturally to you. And one of the things is, I firmly believe, is everyone has a life calling, a life purpose, whichever one you want to call it. And I think in my heart and heart, I believe everyone has a true, natural, given talent. And what happens is sometimes the career you're in is not aligned with who you are as a person. So that's why the frustration and the aggravation builds, is because you feel like there's no more hope to try to do something different. And sometimes I see it in policing. You know, when they retire, they go, an officer goes, does something else, and he's like, wow, this is so exciting, you know, so I'm so happy, you know, or they have another job, or they have another, you know, venture on the side in policing, and they're like, oh, I love doing this so much more, but I'm just waiting for my 25th year because I have to get my benefits. I have to get my benefits. That's the main thing that I hear within law enforcement. And, you know, what are your natural gifts? You know, are you a great listener? Are you good with kids? You're a natural born leader. You know, that'll all bring you towards your life purpose. You know, and making a list of your gifts will help you to discover what your life purpose is. So it's like putting these things together. It's like creating a puzzle of what you really want to discover. And, hey, you may pick one or two things and realize, hey, you start looking, start working towards that and realize that's not really what it is. It's something else completely different, which is fine. It's all a trial and error. You know, you might have gotten into policing right away because you knew that was your passion, or it might have took you time because you wanted to do something else, but that didn't work out, and now you got into policing. So that all depends, you know, if you know exactly what it is or you want to work towards getting to it. And take the time to really notice these and, you know, take the time to and share the list maybe with, you know, your family, your loved ones, you know, your coworkers, and say, hey, you know, I'm looking to do something different. What do you feel that are in my natural gifts? And people will be honest and tell you the truth, you know. And this may help you get closer to that goal of whatever your life purpose is. And, you know, don't make it seem like, okay, this is the only option I have, you know, this is the only thing I'm going to do. Hey, maybe two things and maybe one thing and maybe, you know, that you still have to work it out a little bit longer than just the one time you write it down. It's a process. And understand that anything you wanted to get to in life is always a process. It's not one quick 1, 2, 3 and it's there. You know, even becoming a police officer was a process, right? You didn't overnight become a police officer. You went through a police academy. You probably took a test. Went to police academy, passed the tests, all in the academy, did the physical fitness, that gave you the position and title of being a police officer. So you have to be aware of that, you know, that it takes time. It's not right away. And even understanding what you want to do is not right away. And the biggest thing is, you know, really taking the time and moving forward. Every day making a conscious effort to move forward in your personal path to life purpose. So again, it goes back to what I just said a second ago. You know, it's not going to come overnight. Little by little, you have to take daily baby steps or big steps, however you want to take them, to get to this, you know, and taking maybe 30 minutes out 1 week, 30 minutes maybe out the next week or the following week, that may help you. You know, taking the time to research online, hey, you know, I understand a little bit life purpose. Let me see a little bit more what life purpose means and how do people get to that is another approach. But the big thing to understand is to move forward and not to get discouraged or frustrated if you don't figure it out right away. And, you know, whether, you know, in your passions, your life practicing, your natural gifts on a daily basis. Say, hey, you know, if someone said, you know, you're a great listener, that's a natural gift for you, or you're a great speaker, that's a natural gift for you. So maybe you want to go to a Toastmasters and experience speaking in front of people and see how that works for you. Or you want to write maybe a short article for a magazine and submit that and see how what's the feedback you get around that. Oh, you know what, I am a great writer and this is my calling, my passion, I enjoy doing it. The biggest thing in this is really taking the time and understanding it's, you know, what you're enjoying, what you're happy to do, what you wake up and smile to do. Because when you understand that and figure that out, it's really not a job anymore. It's truly a calling, a passion of yours. And then it's not work, it's fun, it's exciting. You know, I guess you can look at famous people in the sense of, you know, a Bill Gates or, you know, Steve Jobs. Their passion, their calling was to really make a difference in the computer world. So they wanted to, you know, daily get up and every day passionately make a difference in that. And one of the things you can see is it's not done overnight. If you look at their history and their biography, well, you'll see it took them several several years to get where they are, anywhere from 15 to 30 years to get as large as they wanted to in the vision that they saw. And when I say that, I'm not saying that's exactly what you want to attain to, but I'm just using an example so you can see how one person's drive and passion and life purpose was to make a difference in computers. And you can have that big of a vision and you can attain it. It's if you believe it and you feel that's your calling. You know, you can't pretend it's going to happen overnight, the journey. You know, that's why a main reason is it's called, it's a life purpose. It's your calling. So it's bigger than you, you know, in that sense. So you're always looking to attain to it, go forward to it, grab it, and do it excitingly, energetically, smiling and doing it. You know, and as you're doing this, you know, it's done on a daily basis, or, you know, it's just every day you want to get up and do this. Not just once in a while, hey, I want to do it this week, but not next week. Or, you know, you look at it as like a contract, you know, and policing, it's like 25 years and I'm out. That's more like the terminology, like, you know, that's, my life is over. It's kind of like a prison sentence in a sense. Hey, I'm going to do 25 years and then I'm going to break out free in the 25th year and go do something else. It's not supposed to be like that as a calling. It's supposed to be more as, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is what I feel is for me. And, you know, asking other people will help you with this and, you know, getting the feedback from someone else. And we're all capable of seeing what this is for us. And the way it just really comes down to is believing it exists for you. And there is something out there for you that you want to do. And that is how you get to life purpose. Believing that it happens. You know, if your doubt or your self-sabotage comes in the sense of saying your mind and your thoughts tell you, no, there's really nothing out there for you to do. This is what you're designed to do. You know, this is it. This is the only thing you can accomplish in life. And, you know, you may hear from other people outside you that say, hey, nah, you know, that's it. You can't do that. There's no way you can do that. But if you believe into people when they say that, or you believe into your inner thoughts that are telling you that that's not possible for you to do, then it's going to limit you and stop you from getting to that goal. And it's going to stop you from unpeeling and undiscovering what your life purpose is. And that's not going to be rewarding to you or to the people around you, right? So you have to look at it like, I heard this great this weekend. So I was at a training class and for coaching. And one of the things they brought up to our attention, which makes so much sense, you know, when you really deeply think about it, is you know, there's only one of you that was created, right? There's no one else. Nobody duplicates you as much as we've seen it in movies. It just doesn't exist. There's no two of you. And I think we all agree on that on the phone. So really what it comes down to is it's like whatever your higher belief is, whether you believe in God, spirituality, you know, whatever religion, I'm not here judging it. It's your own choice, your own belief. Well, we all come from a belief somewhere. So what in this training class, what was expressed was we're only one person, there's only one of you. So really, you know, you were put on this world to give your gift out. So your gift is another way of life purpose. What is your gift? You know, and you're doing a true disservice by not sharing your gifts with other people around you. So that was interesting to hear and see and hear mostly and, you know, grasp that. Like, oh, wow, okay. Is, you know, how true is that? You know, we all are here for a gift. You know, what is our true gift? And if we're not living into our gift, then we're truly doing a disservice to ourselves and the people around us, and also the many lives that we're supposed to touch by doing this gift. So an example is, you know, being in law enforcement. You took that career because you felt like in deep down inside you wanted to make a difference. You wanted to help people. And I'm sure throughout the years that has tainted or still passionately there or not there. I'm not speaking for anyone. But, you know, you do have those times and those moments that, you know, you truly want to be genuine, care for the person, to have the best for that person because you're in that position. And that's what you signed up for. So going to that training class was saying that, hey, your gift is really what you're here for. And that's another way of saying life purpose. You know, you're here. You only get one shot at this, one chance at this. So what are you going to do, you know? And the other thing that we're discussing, too, was, which was, I even found a little bit, I found that actually a lot interesting, was that, you know, how do you look at life? Is life attacking you or against you, or is life giving you joy and drive to do something in life? So what I mean by that is, are you looking at like, hey, everything in life is negative for me, in the sense like, why is it beating me up? Why has this happened in my past? Why is this happening for me? And all these outside circumstances and your inner thoughts and beliefs are stopping you from getting your life purpose, then you're really not doing the right thing for yourself and the other people around you. So how do you look at life? Is life a game to you, whether you win or lose, and you're just playing it? Or are you already like, I lost this life. You know, this happened to me in my life, and I'm never going to be able to do anything else because, you know, I was hurt or I was beat up in life, or, you know, when I was young, you know, my mom didn't care about me, you know, left me for adoption. I'm giving you extreme cases, or there might be reality to some people, you know. So based on that situation in my life, you know, I have no meaning in my life, and there's nothing I can do in my life. Or is there taking that situation is like, you know what, okay, happened in my life. I got to move forward and get something bigger than that. So how do you play the game of life? And the reason I mentioned that about the training class is because all mixed together, intertwined together, is that's understanding how you get to your life purpose and what your dream and your goal is and what's bigger than you. And then when it's bigger than you, it usually motivates you more and usually drives you more to want to get to that life purpose. So what I'll do now for the next couple minutes is take time out to answer anyone's questions around this. And if anyone has any thoughts about it, or if they want to work through a little bit of their life purpose, can help them out with that. Okay. So thanks for being on the call. Have a great day.